Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. Let's do this. Let's ask you to call in the story that sticks out to you. Right? Everyone's paying attention. Everyone's watching and clicking on stuff.
Right.
Hearing stuff. And you're like, ooh, that's interesting.
I heard this. I heard that. Yes.
Yeah.
There was a thing I heard.
Let's go around the room, get on the phones, 1-877-764-2535. We'll start with reporter George Colley. What's sticking out to you?
Oh, hey, guys. What's sticking out to me is what the doctors and the nurses are doing inside hospitals here in New York, in Connecticut, in New York.
Yeah.
That's a thing that I just can't stop thinking about. I mean, New York is, you know, you can see Long Island from your house there on the shoreline,
yep.
And they are completely overwhelmed just across that sound. And as I talked to a physician yesterday, an ER physician here in Connecticut, they're saying that it's kind of the calm before the storm in much of the state. Fairfield County is just as overwhelmed as some of these hospitals in New York. It's here. But it still is the calm before the storm for what many officials expect is going to come from this.
It seems like New York's response is appropriate. I've been watching the governor for the last couple of weeks.
And he's on it.
He is on it.
Yep.
Cuomo is on it.
How do you feel we're doing here?
You know, I'm somebody, and there's times that I think you guys have rolled your eyes at me in the past about it, and for good reason. But, you know, I believe in full transparency and that it's not more important for people to get full transparency from their government or as much transparency as they can give in a time of crisis. You know, if you think of the past as a local news reporter, when we've had the hurricanes,
all right, give
we've
us,
had the major
snowstorms. Give us an exact example of how Hartford hasn't been transparent in this.
Well, I mean, my biggest concern is the governor announced on Friday that Monday they were going to be basically shutting the state down, but that he didn't have the details yet.
Right.
We didn't hear from him again until Monday afternoon. I mean, they announced that something that was, I mean, this isn't like, hey, we're going to shut down, it's going to be snowing, and then businesses and schools will open back up.
Yeah.
You know, this is announcing a two-month hurricane that's going to hit you in 3 days. We're going to shut everybody down because your lives are at stake. And then he took the weekend off.
Right.
And I'm not here to knock the governor. I am praying for this man that he is the most successful governor in the world.
When it comes to handling a viral outbreak, yeah.
Yeah, this isn't political.
No, I'm with you. All right, so that makes good sense. I could see that. So Friday's like, we're going to shut the state down and be back Monday.
Exactly right.
And then Monday, here's the deal with me on Monday. We're going to shut the state down, essential only, but here are all the exemptions. And it's literally, I have it over here.
Yeah.
It's like 15 pages.
Yeah.
Right? So no one can be pulled over and not be able to make a case that they're essential. Like, everybody's
exactly
on the list.
Right.
So I don't know what the point was.
No point.
I mean, as a guy whose father owns two of the biggest sports bars, or his partners in two of the biggest sports bars here in Connecticut, we get it. You know, when they shut sports down, that's going to hurt the business, but we get it. When they shut the bars down hours to go before St. Patrick's Day, the, you know, coolers fully stocked, ready for the next day,
yeah,
that hurt. But you know what? We get it. When you had to lay off over 100 employees last week because we still haven't gotten any answers yet as specifically what these restaurants or what other small businesses are supposed to do with their employees. Are there going to be loans? Is there going to be assistance? We don't know yet. That's hard, but you do it because you understand it. But when business owners who are forced to shut down, lay off their employees, then see that list come out and they realize that they can still get their dogs groomed, I don't know that it necessarily makes you feel like we're on this war footing that the orders are putting
right
us on.
Yeah.
You know, is this are we on a war footing right now here in the state of Connecticut, or is this a political campaign, almost like a trying to raise the minimum wage bill? And that's what it's starting to feel like at times with the state government here in Connecticut. Cuomo goes out there and he is at war.
It's wartime.
Yeah.
When you watch a New York press conference, it's a war.
He's
war mentality.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and I talk to physicians and doctors, and I've talked to a few, and I've posted about them. I'm figuring I got to chip in here. I'm not working for any journal, any media organization in Connecticut. And in some ways, that's great. I can just go with what I hear from people. Use the same ethics that I would use as if I was on air. But as I hear from these physicians, and I hear the fear in their voice. I mean, I had a physician call me up the other day from Long Island, a hospitalist.
All right. No, we know it's bad.
We need the help.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
No, I totally get that. And I'm with you. I'm rooting for the guy. And, he doesn't want to come on this show. And I would get it if it was any other thing, when it's a crisis and we're talking about loss of lives.
Yeah.
Lives lost.
Yeah.
People dying.
Yeah.
And, we're on the Fox right now, which is Stanford, Norwalk, Westport, the epicenter. One of the hot spots in the country. I mean, I think you got to come on. And when you cut a press conference short yesterday, not give a lot of answers, not have clear answers, and then run to go on CNN and talk to California.
Right.
I have a problem with that. And, okay, fine, you don't want to come on here, but we need to hear a definitive message from you on all the media outlets, and you need to communicate this. It's really important. It seems like the I's aren't dotted, the T's aren't crossed. There's not even a paragraph assembled, and you're going on MSNBC and CNN. And I'll tell you what, if this turns to S in this state,
uh-huh.
Right. If we become New York,
right.
I'm going to take a montage of all of his appearances. I'm going to put them together in order.
Yeah.
And then as it's playing, I'm going to insert what the news stories were coming out of New York while this guy's like talking about. And he keeps saying, well, the cavalry's not coming. You're the cavalry.
Hello.
Okay. Come on and make some rules and some laws and give some tax relief to local business. You could do, he could. Here's an executive order that's going to help bars and restaurants. Here's an executive order that's going to help other. Come start doing stuff.
People in Connecticut, and we've learned this in the past, will do what's right, will do what's needed. They will come together. I mean, we have a smart state here. People get it. They've been through a lot. They've been through storms. They've been through emergencies. They've been through terror attacks. They've been through, mass shootings. They'll come together and do what they have to do as long as they're told. People need to prepare for being in the middle of a two-month hurricane right now. When you think of what the news is like during the storm, it's much different than it is beforehand, and it's much different than it is afterwards. We're in a two-month hurricane. Now, normally when you know a hurricane's coming a few weeks out, all the news is what to prepare for, every single question you can think of. And then during the storm, it's this is what's going on. Here's the emergency. It's a code red. You can't go outside. This is why. And then afterwards, you can play, Monday morning quarterback and ask every question in the world as to what went right and what went wrong. We are in the eye of the storm still. And I'm not sure that people are being prepared for what to do.
I think the worst is coming. If you look at New York, the worst is coming. Take a look at New York.
And if you can prepare people, we'll figure it out. But they need to sit there and say, this is what you need to do, because this is what's coming. You know, the numbers that are coming out, I talked about this last week, are a week old, likely, in many cases. You know, I spoke about the person that I knew. It took them 9 days to get a test back. It was negative. That's great. But it took 9 days.
Yeah.
So they were 9 days backed up on Saturday at some of these labs. Where are we today when there were millions of cases across the country?
They continuously release numbers late. Like, it took 2 or 3 days for them to release that a corrections officer tested positive. He was asked about it yesterday, didn't really give a great answer, and no one said, wait a minute, let's go back here, because you didn't really answer the question.
Uh-huh.
Challenge. Hold accountable. I was saying that last week.
Monday he got in front of us at a press conference and said school April 20th, and then Tuesday morning, he goes on New York radio and says, yeah, probably not until September. So now if you're a parent or a teacher, which one is it?
Exactly.
Like, what's the plan?
There
has to be a damn plan.
Came back in Connecticut, in the press conference after that New York interview and said, well, it's April 20th again. And so that's what it is. Clear messaging.
I feel bad for his people, right?
Yeah,
they can't even help him.
No.
You know, people, and here's the thing.
Final thought, then I got to go.
Attention. Yep. I was going to say, I'll end it on this. Radical transparency. The governor ran on that principle when he came into office. They talked about radical transparency and principles. We need to have that radical transparency. We need to know what those principles are. And the media started asking more questions at yesterday's press conference, but they got to stay on it more. We are in the hurricane
now.
Well,
he cut it short. He went to CNN.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah.
And look, you can't prepare for this, and we understand there will be mistakes. And there could be second guessing, but have a plan. At least have a plan.
Yeah.
and and be available to answer questions from the people who we're waiting. We're waiting for our orders, General.
Yeah. Show you've thought it out. All right. You know, I mean, and so, guys, thank you. Stay at it.
All right. Thank you, George. Appreciate it, brother.
I know.
Jazz and AJ in the morning.